This is Sister Mary Ellen Green calling from Cincinnati, Wisconsin, and I'm preaching for Friday, the 25th day of May, 7th week of Ordinary Time, and I'm preaching on Psalm 103. The title is Blessing God, and the theme is God's great love for us. A reading from Psalm 103. Be wild, O my soul, for the source of wonder. Let all my insides praise the holy name. Be wild, my soul, for the source of wonder. Don't let me forget all your kindness and help. The one who forgives all my wrongs, who heals me from sickness, who rescues my life from the abyss, who wraps me around with love and devotion, who satiates my mouth with delight, renewing my youth like an eagle's. You make harmony, bringing justice to all the oppressed. You made your ways known to Moses, your works to all the children of Israel. You are compassionate, generous beyond limits, quieting anger, abounding in love. You do not hold on to a quarrel forever, will not remember our faults for all time. You do not requite us according to our errors. Do not demand from us in proportion to our wrongs. For just as heavens tower above the earth, so is your love upon those who hold you in awe of Him. Just as the eastern horizon is far removed from the west, so does the Creator distance us from transgression. This is the Word of God. This translation of Psalm 103, our responsorial psalm for today, was crafted by Pamela Greenberg, a Jewish scripture scholar. Pamela translated this psalm directly from the Hebrew, capturing for us not only the words, but the deep emotions of this beautiful song of praise. Usually the opening lines of this psalm are translated as, Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all my being bless His holy name. But Greenberg invites us into the praise of God by saying, Be wild, O my soul, for the source of wonder. Let all my insides praise the holy name. Be wild, O my soul. This calls to my mind a quotation from Catherine of Siena's Dialogues, where she hears God saying, O fiery abyss of charity, O mad lover, and you have need of your creature? It seems to me, for you act as if you could not live without her, in spite of the fact that you are life itself, and everything has life from you, and nothing can have life without you. The Holy One is a mad lover, and we are called to be wild in responding to that love. What a concept! How often do we think of God as being wild about us, or us as being wild about God? I'm reminded also of a quote from Annie Dillard, where she says, It is madness to wear ladies' straw hats and velvet hats to church. We should all be wearing crash helmets. Ushers should issue life preservers and signal flares. They should lash us to our pews, for the sleeping God may wake someday and take offense, or the waking God may draw us out to where we can never return. I invite us all to reflect today on our own life of prayer, our life with God. Here are a few questions to get us started. How does the divine energy wake us in the morning and lull us to sleep at night? How have we been healed from sickness or rescued from the abyss? What does God's life in us taste like? How does it smell? How does it feel to touch God's gentle presence? How does God bring harmony to our lives or bring justice to the oppressed? How do we experience God's compassion and generosity and forgiveness? How can we describe the horizon of God's creative power, the limits of God's goodness? What word can we say that expresses our awareness of all that God does for us? Rabbi Abraham Joshua Heschel, one of the greatest of the greats, tells us, "The beginning of prayer is praise. The power of worship is song. To worship is to join the cosmos in praising God. Let the song begin."